Mobile.
How you doing? We've been here for a short time. M0TR.
I'm doing good. I heard you earlier, but I was on some windy roads, and I said I better not get on the radio right now. But nice to hear you out there. It's a beautiful day to be out and about.
Choice. I'm not being on there on twisty roads. Oh, I just had a Jeep Wagoneer swipe in front of me there that had less than a car link, I think, but he made it in. Oh, I hate that when they do that. Crazy people. Oh, we've been to Anderson to the podiatry clinic for my foot. And now I'm headed to the Greer Memorial Horse Pistol to do my cardiac rehab, Stephen.
Yeah, that rehab, man. I wish I never would have skipped out on rehab. Well, my shoulder would be okay. My shoulder makes weird noises every now and then, and I wondered myself, where'd that noise come from? I said, oh, that shoulder I never did my rehab on.
I used to think they were, back when I went for my back years and years ago, probably 30 years ago at least, and I thought they were quacks, and I told them so. And the doctor said, if you'll do what I tell you to do for 2 weeks and it don't work, he said, I'll release you. And then he brought this great big guy up that looked like a cross between Charles Manson and Charles Atlas, the trainer, I guess. And he says, tell him what you told me. I said, you got a racket here. I said, the doctor's upstairs, you're downstairs, and you're telling everybody the same thing on all of the beds down here. I can hear you because there were just curtains. He says, you know, I never thought about that, Tom. He says, you're right. And he says, well, tell me what you told the doctor. I said, I told him you was a quack. Well, at least you say what you think. And he says, you do what I tell you for 2 weeks. And he says, I'll release you if it don't help you. And I went back and apologized and told him I didn't know what I was talking about and thanked him. And it worked.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I've had to do that a couple times, too. But at least you learn from it and you keep on going.
One of these chiropractors, I call them quacktopractors. But I know a lot of people that do. And a lot of people that's had relief from them. But I see a lot of their gizmos in there that just don't make sense. The little tap-tap things and stuff like that. Now, when they can adjust you, I think that's something that's realistic. But for them to just tap on your back with a little gizwiz and tell you they're lining up the disc, I ain't buying that. And tried acupuncture before and different things. And I would say good luck to people. If it works for them, fine business. But it didn't for me. And I had one chiropractor hurt me pretty badly. But you live and you learn, Stephen. I'd rather go to a neurosurgeon and have him tell me what he can do with my back than to go to a chiropractor. But you know what? There's an argument for that too, Stephen. It's a lot cheaper to go to chiropractor. Although they wanted to do $2,500 worth of work on me, and they wanted me to sign up for that for so many, I think 10 sessions before they ever done it. And I said, no, I'll pass. But there you go. Some people's had luck with it, and some people haven't. And I'm at the hospital, so I got to get out and run. I got to be there in 4 minutes upstairs. Good talking to you. Maybe I'll catch you later in the day. KR4AAE N0TR 73, Stephen.
Talking to you, Tom. I'll catch you on the flip side of things. N0TR KR4AAE 73, clear.